MLB stars of the game. I'm over there in the White Sox locker room. I got the man HS. How we doing?
Good, how about you?
It's fine. Introduce yourself to my Chicago Warriors.
Hagen Smith, left-handed pitcher.
Left-handed pitcher?
Yes, sir.
What you throw?
Fastball, slider, counter, changeup.
How hard you throw?
Yeah, 96, 97.
96, 97. Man, for a lefty, that's like 200. Every key is streaming playing in the big leagues. I think you guys get drafted in the big leagues the next day. Yeah. What you say about that?
Yeah, it's not true. You know, it's kind of a process to get there. Had some setbacks as part of the game, and, you know, eventually got up here and now trying to stay.
So what was that process like for you to get here?
Yeah, I got drafted and then finished the last 3 weeks of Winston-Salem year, and then next year I went to Birmingham. And then finished the whole year there, and then I was in Charlotte this year.
So, I mean, you were a lefty. Where are you from?
I'm from Tyler, Texas.
Tyler, Texas?
Yep.
Texas boy wound up on the shot.
I don't know.
So, well, you know, when I coached college, I used to go down to Texas, Beaumont and all that.
Yeah,
kind of
sure.
So, I mean, in that quest and that thirst, when you was young, I assume you had that dream of playing in the big leagues.
For sure, yeah.
What did you do to put yourself on the mats with this guy? Other than throwing 90-plus, that would have got you.
Yeah, I didn't do a whole lot of the summer ball stuff, honestly. I think I played 1 year before I had TJ. I went and played like a summer ball thing with like a Dallas team. So I usually just played at home with my buddies, whatever. And then that was the year that kind of got noticed by colleges. And then it kind of went off from there. I like the.
So when you left high school, did you have a lot of college offers?
I had a few, yeah. Ended up going to University of Arkansas.
I
didn't
get any rain. So I know a lot of guys high school and they think they're going to college. Find out at the end of high school season, they don't have a college offer.
Yeah.
So you didn't find yourself in that situation.
No, sir, I got lucky.
So when you made that, you got drafted. What was the process at that? You got drafted, you got sent to the minor leagues.
So when I got drafted, I went to like the instructional league or like a bridge camp, whatever it's called. I was there for a while, and then I went to Winston-Salem for the last 3 weeks of their season for a little bit. And then spring training came around in spring, and then went to Birmingham the next year.
So did you realize it was all those steps to get to Birmingham?
Yeah, there's a lot of steps, yeah. It's crazy.
So what is it like when you get in the minor leagues? You got this ambition of playing in the big league, and all of a sudden you got cities you never heard of. You got hotels that you never thought you'd stay at in your life.
Yeah. Yeah, it was definitely an experience, but it was a good experience. You know, you make some lifelong friends down there and, you know, hope they get up here as well.
What about them bus rides?
They're good. They weren't too bad. I got lucky. The Southern League, which was Birmingham, was pretty easy travel. I think the furthest bus trip was like 4.5-5 hours maybe. And then this past year in Charlotte, we flew most places. And there's some places we drove too.
So you don't know nothing about no Motel 6s?
No.
Bed bugs?
Yeah, no. My roommate did have bed bugs one time, but.
So, I mean, when you're traveling and you're on the road and you're in the minor leagues, and you find out the meals you get in, not like up in the big leagues.
No, not at all. Yeah, definitely fortunate to have these up here, and, you know, you think before, especially if you're back down there again, you know, you're trying to get back up here.
So, I mean, just to walk us through. You're at the ballpark, for what I heard. Go home and you get this call all of a sudden. You get back to the ballpark.
Yeah.
Take us from there.
Yeah, so we finished the game. It was kind of a weird game because we had a bullpen game and it was like the seventh inning. And our pitching coach, Scott Aldred, he radioed down. He's like, no more pitches are thrown the rest of the game. So, like, all right, it's kind of weird. But then after the game, nothing happened. And then we went back home. I was at home. And then I got a call saying, or I got a text from our trainer. And he's like, come back to the field, please. Go back to the walk to the field, and then Tanner's in there too. And so we went in there, went in Chad's office, and kind of found out from there, and it was pretty surreal.
So did you know what was going on?
Yes and no. I didn't kind of figured something maybe was going on because no one, we were told not to throw anymore. So it was like, okay, something weird's happening. I didn't know if I was going to start the next day, what was going on.
So when you get all them thoughts going in your mind, think, maybe I'm getting ready to get released.
No, not at all.
Maybe I'm getting ready to get traded.
No, it was after the deadline, so that was good. Yeah.
So you get that called in and you told you're going to the big leagues. All of a sudden you're on a flight, arrive here, mm-hmm. and you got to find your way to the ballpark.
Yep. I think it set us up with the driver. So me and Tanner, we got dropped off at the hotel, dropped the bags off, and then came straight here from the hotel. So, yeah, it was a long day for sure.
So, you know, when you got here, that you had to go through security and a tunnel and all that to get to the locker room?
Yeah, we kind of the first time doing it. I came up here for Sox Fest a couple years ago, but I came in a different way. So now we come in where I guess all the players go through and try to figure out all the stuff around here, you know?
So you was like overwhelmed.
Yeah.
And then you walk in this locker room, and I mean, the average fan don't get to see the inside yeah. of a major league locker room.
For sure.
I can't fan the camera around. So
yeah.
Can't do that.
Yeah.
But you come in here and you find out, wow, this is a big locker room.
Yeah.
Y'all got a whirlpool back there.
Yeah.
Y'all got an ice tub back there. Y'all got everything you need.
Yeah. It's literally have everything you need, like you said. Anything you really need, recovery-wise, training room-wise, weight room, everything's just right here and all in one big hallway, basically, so it's really cool.
So what was it like when you saw that uniform number 32 hanging up in the locker room?
Yeah, it was awesome. I wore 32 growing up a lot. It was one of my favorite numbers, so being able to have that number was really cool.
So what was your thoughts? I'm in the big league, I got me a chair, sit in.
Yeah, it was cool, especially, you know, finding the locker and sitting next to Grant, which I've known him for a while. And, you know, it's really cool just to come up here and meet everybody that I haven't met and see familiar faces that I've met coming up.
And had you been following the team during the course
of course,
the season?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So you know they did the miracle team.
Yeah.
No,
it's been really fun to watch them compete and win. You know, being in Charlotte, the game's ever on that we can watch, we're watching. And, you know, you want to keep doing great and to get up there and help us win. Now I'm here and keep helping us win.
So have it really sunk in? I mean, I'm in the majors. Have it sunk in or you still pinching?
Yeah, a little bit. After I got in for the first time that day, so then it kind of like the day after, I was like, yeah. I'm here.
I've always told my guys, the only difference from high school and college to summer league and the major leagues is the game is quicker. Mm-hmm. Competition become better. Eliminate the ones you can from the ones getting out.
Yeah, for sure. For me, it's just like going over like scouting reports here. It's like these hitters are so good in the big leagues, and you really got to know what to throw and when, and you know, trust your defense out there. We got a really good defense, so I think it's just going out there and compete.
No. You look like a cry.
No, I'm actually not at all.
Your mama cried. You know mama cried.
She probably did.
Like
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what was the first thing you did? Who was the first person you wanted to just reach out to?
I was actually on FaceTime with my fiance whenever I got the text. So, she was kind of like, what's going on? What's going on? I'm like, all right, let me call you back. So I got there, found out, called her, called my mom and dad. They both didn't answer. And so I was kind of waiting on them to answer. They called me back, told them, and yeah, it was really cool.
And now you're in the big league.
Yeah.
And the coach gets to interview you.
Yeah.
Coach with the man.
Appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Thanks a lot.
Yes,
sports fans are watching. Advertise on here and connect your company with baseball, sports, community, and local programming. Ask about available commercial positions and sponsorship packages. For information, email TV@memaiden.com. TV@memaiden.com. For additional information,